Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Grassroots marketing on cannabis3.com continues right now. We're going to talk about terpenes. As we all know, the aromatic compounds that give each strain its scent, flavor, and entourage effect. And why do terpenes matter? A very simple subject for folks today. I'm here with Craig Henderson, CEO of Extract Labs. We're going to talk to him in just a moment. But first of all, the Buzz CRM is powering this podcast. Closing deals. That's what you want. You want the easiest barrier to entry, the number one way to help get your leads closed. That's what we all want. So do you believe the AI can actually do it for you? Yes, it can. We're learning about ourselves because here at Cannabis Radio, we are under the hood of the Buzz CRM. Your focus with the Buzz CRM helps you to shift entirely to what drives your business forward. Closing deals. This powerful platform that we talk about here every week here on the program is engineered to handle virtually all of your heavy lifting for marketing, freeing up your valuable time and resources. Find out how this comprehensive system will automate your communications, nurture your leads, and streamline your entire customer journey. I was just working on a website yesterday on the Buzz because I wanted to set things up for another ancillary project we're working on. Let me tell you, so simple to work on. Then I got to go and set up text messages. I got to set up emails. I got to set up callback feature. All these things that will be done for me. All I got to do is go and sleep or relax or do whatever I want and just wait for the leads to come in. Have them filtered through, have them fleshed out, and close. Close. Alec Baldwin, Glengarry Glen Ross, always be closing. The Buzz CRM lets you always be closing. Keep that in mind. That'll help you out, right? You don't need Glengarry Glen Ross leads. You can just let the Buzz CRM go and get you the leads that you need, fleshed out, taken care of. Let the work be done for you. Let the AI handle it for you. TheBuzzCRM.com. That was a pretty good pitch today. I like that one. I got to keep that. Might as well record that and do that again and just play it back every week, right? Anyway, I'm just kidding here. Let's go move along to our guest who we've had here on the program, and we're happy to go and welcome on back once again to talk about terpenes. I'm back once again with the CEO of Extract Labs, Craig Henderson. And Craig, I can't believe it's been 8 years to almost to the day that we actually had you on Blunt Business. And that tells you how far back we've gone along and follow along on the story of Extract Labs. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Thanks for having me back on. And yeah, 8 years flew by.
That's amazing. And, you know, one of the things we've been talking about quite a bit here, just to get down into the cultivation side of what you do, Craig, that the narrative of the cannabis industry has always been dominated by THC percentages. Even to the point where, like, you know, you have political leaders that have to go ahead and, you know, have to make the case of where they need to go and cap it off, whatever it is, almost an exclusion of everything else. But at Extract Labs, you're championing terpenes as the true functional flowers that define a strain's character and effect. So misconceptions I want to ask you about. What are those about cannabis that you try to dismantle by shifting the spotlight to terpenes and the biggest hurdle to educate both consumers and cultivators?
Yeah, so terpenes, you know, that's what make up, you know, a sativa, an indica, a hybrid. You know, sometimes you get the munchies after consuming cannabis. Sometimes you get really tired, you know, all these different effects. The THC in all cannabis plants, hemp, marijuana, the THC, the CBD, the CBG, it's all the same molecule. The only reason you get different effects each time you consume is because of what terpenes are in those plants.
Now, you also suggest that terpene profiles offer more reliable insight into effects than just indica sativa. Because, of course, when we go ahead and see people putting out products, it's either indica sativa hybrid. And people are not, maybe there are not a lot of people that are too much, they're very too savvy or really don't take that much time into really understanding the complexities, the molecular structure in the plant of what they're consuming or what they're putting into whatever kind of products. And if these labels are becoming obsolete, what steps did the industry take to adopt a terpene-centric classification system? We can't, there's not some industry standard out there to go ahead and identify this. I don't think of anything in the agriculture, but What is it that Extract Labs is trying to do to lead that standardization?
You know, listing, you know, we still list indica, sativa, just because that is what everyone is used to. But when you can actually list out those terpenes, the myrcene, the L-limonene, the limonene, the beta-carophyllene, those different terpenes, and there's thousands of them. When you list those out and maybe even show their percentages and someone finds a strain that they like, then they'll know, okay, they might not be looking just for indica. They might be looking for something high in beta-carophyllene or high in L-limonene.
But even for me, like right there, I mean, I've been in the industry for, you know, well, reporting on the industry for over 10 years. You're going over my head with right there. I don't have the pay grade nor the diploma to go ahead and even kind of understand where you're coming from there. So what do you do to go and help break it down more into layman's terms? And why is it so important?
You know, that's a great question. That's a great question. What are we doing? I'm not sure that we're, you know, doing as much as we could. I think, you know, if we had more education on our website, if we explained like these terpenes tend to give these effects, maybe this is what you're leaning towards, you know, and we're doing some research where we're trying to get that information out there. But I think there's just a lot more that needs to be done. So right now we're doing our best to list what terpenes we're using, and hopefully people are finding something that they appeals to them. But I think they're just, you know, we don't have like a structured system just yet of like, if this is what you're looking for, make sure you get these five terpenes. I think hopefully that is the future and that's where we'll be. We're just not there yet.
But you get to a good point, because if you are at least breaking down into the structure of terpenes and their importance, I've heard a lot of people to go ahead and try to explain terpenes, especially take your given bud tender to go ahead and try to explain things to any kind of customer, or just have talked to of people that they feel like they sound really smart because they're talking about terpenes. But in the aspect of research, to quantify, to legitimize, and to validate everything that is being said about cannabis, like, you know, just to go and push back against the media blowback of where people are looking at this, oh, it's, you know, intoxicating, you know, it'll create delirium, delusion, things like that. All these things that are always talked about of what the entourage effect is with cannabis. If we were able to go ahead and take it where the research is done at that molecular structural level and show the benefits, if that could be done, I mean, that's the one thing I always felt like if we had a media portrayal that of people that were cultivators that could get up in front of on a camera or on a podcast or just to a news journalist to write an article or whatever, if they were able to go ahead and break this down in such an easy way. I mean, that's the part I think that the industry misses a lot. We don't have anybody that, where's the scientist in all this? Right. And I think that's really what it comes down here is a scientific understanding. We can only do so much research because of the limitations of legalization. And then having those right people be able to go ahead and be media savvy to spread the message to all these other platforms that don't understand.
No, I 100% agree. I think they're just, yeah, like you said, once it becomes a little bit more legalized and we get more and more research, and luckily there is a lot of research happening today, but, you know, these things take time. And with legalization and other things, it definitely slows it down.
And then the other part, too, is that we might have doctors. Okay, if we could, I mean, I talk about cannabis rescheduling all the time. We know there's a holdup on it. The administrative law judge, who knows if he stays on the case, if he gets switched out, the DA administrator, we're waiting for him to get confirmed, all these things, which if the rescheduling went from Schedule 1 to Schedule 3, we would see a chance to open up more research, for sure. Mm-hmm. But then we get the doctors that are going to talk about the treatments and the ailments and what they use to prescribe or to offer cannabis as an alternative treatment or as a normality for any normality that's out there, but the scientific part never comes in. And we can get reports that they, you know, out there in the public eye, they might debunk somebody that comes out of Israel or some other country to bring in research that comes to us. It's like, no, we don't care. The research has to be done here. We need to have some scientist with some Nobel Peace Prize behind him to explain it to us. So that's the part I'm coming from. Is like, I think that conversation has to be crafted so that everybody can mm-hmm. understand it better.
Agreed. Yeah, definitely.
So now, for consumers, the purchase decision is often influenced by aromatic profiles. But now, Extract Labs is trying to translate the sensory experience into a tangible marketing sales strategy. So that's something you are trying to be able to work on to make that make sense so that when you're providing your products, that's the other kind of information you're going to get. Now, are there any particular terpenes or aromatic combinations you've identified being most appealing to demographics, whichever demographics you think? You know, how does that play into the marketing strategy?
You know, we just right now for marketing reasons, terpenes, people like, you know, just new people like new names, people like new flavors. What we've learned is something that is very popular today and people love the smell and the taste of it. For some reason, it just dies off after about a year. People are always chasing something that just tastes different, which I can relate to. You know, when I'm drinking coffee, I'll find some coffee I like. I'll enjoy it for 6 months, and all of a sudden, I just lose the taste for it, and I might come back to it a couple years later. So I think people are just looking for variety. So from a marketing standpoint, variety is nice, different tastes, different feelings. That seems to be what people are going after.
But I think that regular regimen, when you bring up the point, I mean, I think about with my coffee, I haven't changed it in years. It's the same one, Maxwell House. But it's good. But you know what? It's a tried and true. Like, you know what it is. You're comfortable with it. It's that kind of feeling. I think that's with Extract Labs and for other products, that's what you want to get to, is get somebody just to feel like it's a comfort. It's what you like.
Sure.
And, it's consistent.
You're right. Yeah, we definitely have those people that like the that find something they love and they're consistent. So we like to keep certain, you know, winners around. But if we're talking about just sales strategy and marketing, people are looking for variety and looking for things to change.
Right. And also, I guess when you have that kind of variety, it also kind of spreads out the fact of other people getting a chance to try it out and then gaining other consumers outside of even the store itself. If somebody gets a good sample, something that comes from Extract Labs of that variety they're trying out. Now, speaking of variety, your team is expanding out into pet line with the Fetch for Pets line. Now, and that was a couple months ago we had this. We didn't have a chance to talk to you about this back then. But right now you're incorporating full spectrum hemp oil into new soft chews for digestion, joint covering, and stress. And beyond CBD, what are the other specific minor cannabinoids or terpenes within this oil here for the pets that is most efficacious for pet-specific ailments? We've seen a lot of pet CBD products out there. Tell me what really stands about what you have for Fetch for Pets.
You know, I think we sell most of our Fetch for Pets CBD line. I think people are purchasing for stress, anxiety, calming their pets down, going on a road trip, going, you know, on any kind of trip, really, where your pets get stressed. 4th of July, you know, fireworks are going off. Or separation anxiety, people leave for work, they come home, their dog or cat has tore up the place. I think that's why most people are buying it. But I don't think people realize is that, you know, as animals get older and they get that joint pain, that hip pain, they're just a little slower. You can just tell they're not the same dog or cat that they were. We've seen and we've heard from reviews that, you know, you start giving them CBD and it seems like they're just happier. But like I said, most people are buying, I think, for that separation anxiety, that stress levels. But I wish more people were buying just for comfort of life as well.
So what I'm going to wrap things up about when it comes to terpenes, there's been a few things we've been talking about out there where the University of Arizona actually put out a study talking about that terpenes now offer a new way to treat fibromyalgia pain. And I've heard that on TV a lot of times. I should have known that better. And they're talking about how it's effective at relieving post-surgical and fibromyalgia pain and preclinical models, which is a good thing they couldn't see. The other thing, too, is that it was a study came out about the creation of a universal cannabis aroma and flavor wheel. So, in that... Oh, go ahead.
I said interesting. That's cool. I haven't read that one.
Yeah, it did one too long ago that came in. This is a story that's just coming out today as we were talking about, and I'll just make a point about it, that what they're saying is that the goal is to, quote-unquote, support advancements in breeding programs, enhance product quality control, and guide future research in cannabis sensory science. And the study explains that terpenes are the most prominent contributor to the plant's bouquet. Authors point out that recent findings around other compounds challenge the conventional focus on terpenes as the primary determinants of aroma, underscoring the importance of volatiles in shaping the aromatic complexity of cannabis. And I don't see where this is necessarily where this study comes from, but like I said, this just came down today. And one of the other things they also make mention of is that, quote, cannabis growers and others would benefit from a flavor wheel Mapping marijuana aromas is similar to standardization practices in wine, coffee, tea, and tobacco. So just what we were talking about before, of standardization, what about this idea, if you obviously want to explore more on it, but you know, the idea of creating a wheel mapping process?
I think that's great. I think that is the future. I think this will be compared more to, like you said, coffee or wine. People are looking for those specific notes. So it's really cool to hear that this research is progressing forward.
Oh, here we go. Review is by four independent researchers in Switzerland and Germany, along with the founder of the Spanish plant science firm Seedcraft. And this is published in late June in the journal Molecules. They also say here that combining the methods of genetic selection, optimized cultivation practices, and meticulous post-harvest techniques yields the most effective results. So there's much more to say here. Selecting varieties with high terpene potential, cultivating them under specific light and nutrient regimens, and employing precise drying and curing methods can maximize the aroma and flavor qualities of cannabis. So at least we have that. That's a plain force. But again, it's outside the country, but at least we're getting that kind of research. And it's kind of in the lining of what you'd like to go and see here in the States, that we get this kind of, we get at least more research into terpenes, more understanding of it, so that the consumers can have a better understanding. And for business to business, they'll have a better understanding of what they're putting out there and how they should go ahead and inform the public of their product line. So speaking of product lines, extractlabs.com is where you find all of the products that Craig's here talking about. But let's really quickly go to the website and talk more about that. So what can you tell me, besides Fetch Your Pets, we just talked about just a moment ago, as we people go to the website, a lot of products, gummies, oil, CBD products. Take us through the product line.
Yeah, so we've got more certified organic SKUs than I believe any other hemp or CBD company or cannabis company in the world today. I haven't found another company that's offering as many certified organic SKUs as we do. With certified organic topicals, which is extremely rare, not a lot of companies offer that, if any. Got a large variety of, like I said, gummies, topicals, tinctures, vapes, soft gels, all produced in our facility here in Lafayette, Colorado. We've been doing it ourselves since late 2016. We started off as an extraction company, and now we're primarily focused on finished products for consumers with a huge discount. We offer a constant 60% discount to all, you know, veterans, firefighters, police officers, nurses, doctors, low-income teachers. Take a lot of pride in offering that discount to those demographics.
Also, I see on the website you ship worldwide, and there's a lot of good discounts going on right now on the website. Again, extractlabs.com, extractlabs.com. Craig, I appreciate you again taking time, and I'm glad we got a chance to reconnect. And thank you again for being on with us, as always.
Thank you. Yeah, as always, I really appreciate you having me back on.